Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 11, the easy version. So, we must do everything possible to arrive in God's special place of rest. God's people in the wilderness did not obey him. We must not be like them. If we do not obey God, we also will fail to arrive in that place. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. Good morning. It's day 40. Like, we did all the, you know, I don't even know what we need to do today. Like, just make all the noise in the guys. No, even me, I'm proud of you. Like, give yourself a pat on the back. Clap for yourself. Like, you did this. You did this. The Holy Spirit held your hand and you did this. You didn't say, I'm done, I'm tired. And if you started with us and did not finish it, well, don't feel bad. You still have the book. You can buy the book and then you can use it whenever you want. Do it with a couple of friends from time to time. It's just such a wonderful experience. And I'm glad I got to do it with you guys. But today, today is day 40 on Soul Purge. Like I said, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I feel a bit sad that it's kind of over, but at the same time, I'm so happy and so proud of you guys that we did this together. We're starting another series soon, but I'm so glad that we were able to do this together. So today, can you guess what today's Soul Purge is about? Let me see. Let me give you a few minutes, a few tries, whether you can get it. Think about it. Today on Soul Purge is rest. Today is our day of rest. Yeah, I know that you think you're superhuman or superhero, but guess what? You're actually not, guys. Your body needs rest. Your mind needs rest. Your soul needs rest. And you know how they say that Rome wasn't built in a day? So, my darling, don't try to beat Rome's record. Maybe not even now. There's something I found out. God has a special place of rest for us all. That's what that scripture says. And it is his desire that we will all arrive there. What that means is that it's going to be a journey. A journey whose length will only be determined by our obedience. Like every other journey, it does take effort to arrive at your desired destination. Even those who have the ability to disappear and appear like in those Nollywood movies, they still do need to make a reasonable amount of effort to be able to do that. And God says something interestingly in God's word translation of the same scripture I read to you. It says, so we must make every effort to enter that place of rest. So God says we should make every effort. In other words, withholding nothing, giving our all, giving it our best shot. And like I always say, giving it our 110, we'll do whatever it takes for us to enter into rest. Interestingly, it may seem hard, or sometimes it may seem like we're even laboring. But that's right, because that's what we're actually doing. It's going to take time, maybe look slower than the fast lane that you're used to, but we shouldn't follow the example of the world, because even though we're in the world, we're not of this world. Disobedience always has grievous consequences. So let's try, like Hebrews 4:11 says, let's try as hard as we can, right, to enter God's rest so that no one will fail by following the example of those who refuse to obey. King James Version says, let us labor, therefore, to enter rest. You need to labor to enter God's rest. And I know this speaks of eternal rest and all of that, you know. But I'm also taking the scripture to mean that we can actually do the work of ensuring that we rest. So even though I don't know that I can tell you to take one day in a week and shut down, but I think you should, because the scripture is very clear that after God had done everything he did on the seventh day, he rested. I don't think that God rested because he was tired. No. I think God rested because he needed to show us that rest is vital to your being able to do all the things that you do. So you work really hard. You need to take one day and shut down. One day to recover. Let your body recover. Take one day to rest your mind, rest your body,
do fun things. So I've discovered something recently about myself, and this is one of the things that has made me decide to labor, to work hard, to try very hard, to make every effort to enter the place of rest that God has prepared for me. So because we started traveling a lot in the last couple of years, I noticed that I was putting on a lot of weight. And it wasn't because I was eating much more than I should. It wasn't because I was doing anything out of the ordinary. I just realized that my body was stressed. So my body was in survival mode. So my cortisol was really high, which is a stress hormone. And so what my body would do was to save all the fat in my tummy area to say, we're still here, you're not going to die. We got you, girl. And I'm saying to my body, I don't need you to say stop fat for me. I don't need it. I'm not in a worse turn zone. Because I'm not sleeping as much as I should. So my body's saying, looks like this girl is in danger. So let's fight. Let's keep all the fat and energy we're going to need around that tummy. So I start putting on a lot of weight. And then one day I was worried about it. I was thinking about it, you know, and then God said to me, you know, you can do all the things, cut out the carbs, do everything. But you know what you really need? Rest. You need to enter rest. And you need to work from a place of rest. A day where you shut down everything. You know, watch movies, read a book. Not because you want to go and teach or because you want to preach. Read a book for enjoyment. Relax. Start to do the things you enjoy. Take long walks, long prayer works, play music. And then I realized, God wants me to rest and to enjoy my rest. Now, it's not a day's journey, so I understand that entering God's rest takes patience, it takes time, it takes actual reorganization, because you need to create systems such that people don't interrupt that rest. It takes having faith in God's word. It takes believing God when he says he would do something so you don't have to go and do it. It takes a lot. It takes childlike faith when God says he has given us rest to take that rest. So today, no matter what is happening around us, to be honest, it doesn't matter what is happening around us. We need to be a bit like God. God doesn't wear a wristwatch. He doesn't sleep or slumber. He doesn't own a nightgown. He doesn't wear one either. God is a God of eternity, meaning that if he has not done it now, he will do it when he wants to. So that thing you're running around, doing everything, listen, with this understanding of who God is, you can rest in him and be at peace and let God be God. So the things that seem like I haven't done them, listen, you have to be like Jesus. Jesus knew when to rest, and he knew in his human body that even though he was God, there are times he needed to sleep. So Jesus would grab a pillow and sleep in the storm. So, hey, everything's not happening. Carry your pillow and go and sleep. Oh, we've not paid this bill. Can you pay it? No, carry your pillow and go and sleep. After you have prayed, go and sleep. Oh, there's not. See, you need to start learning to pray. God, grant me the serenity to change the things I can. And the things I cannot, to rest too. But you need to give me the wisdom to know the difference between the things that I can change and the things that I cannot. If I can change something, I receive strength to change it. If I can't change something, I receive the grace to just accept it and just rest. Rest is a beautiful thing. It is a necessary thing. And the same way that God, after he had finished all his work, entered into his rest, is the same way we too must enter into our rest. So today, let me encourage you. I don't know if it's the kind of day you can take off, but if it isn't, then plan one at least once in a week. Take the time to just rest. You can't work like you're a robot. You are human. Jesus would go and sleep. He would take time off. He would go to secret places and just take a vacation. Plan to shut down and reboot. So please, today, take the time to rest. And I'm trusting God that it won't end with just this 40 days. I know that you have learned a lot and you've achieved a lot in these 40 days. And I'm trusting that this rest is one of the things that you will continue to do. Now, this brings us to the end of Soul Purge. And I hope that you've enjoyed purging with me in this last 40 days. I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it a bit too much, actually. And if you're led to restart or to continue this journey at any time, please do it. Please enjoy it. I see it as a holy pill. You may need several doses throughout the year and in different strengths or combinations. So meaning you can do 40 days or 80 days or even 120 days at a go if you need to. And as the Spirit leads, the truth is that God will always supply the grace for it. So now that you have purged all of these things and you have learned new things and you are feeling refreshed, you are feeling brand new, I want you to also make up your mind that you will share this with someone that you love. So this is the time to buy the book for someone, send the link for the podcast to someone, and tell them all the amazing things that you've experienced in these 40 days. It's also a good time for me to hear from you. Let me know how it went and let me know what you think. And let me know if this is something that you will continue to do with your friends. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.